This week on the Fifth Trooper podcast,
we, the Fifth Trooper Network, so that's us and Notorious Scoundrels, have been asked and are secured in streaming the Adepticon events.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper podcast, where we talk about Star Wars Legion. My name is Jay Shalansky, and joining me today, like every other day, is Evan Bolris.
Well, if you put it like that. Hey, how's it going?
So I am super, super excited right now. For those of you who don't know or haven't seen it, or maybe aren't going to Adepticon, we, the Fifth Trooper Network, so that's us and Notorious Scoundrels, have been asked and are secured in streaming the Adepticon events.
It's awesome. Yeah, that's super cool.
So what that actually means for all of you pondering out there is I won't be playing in the Last Chance qualifier anymore, which if I'm being quite honest, this is a huge opportunity for us to stream this.
No,
but
sure,
but at the
sucks.
Same time, yeah. I really like, yeah, I've been practicing and building my list and getting, you know, decent at playing my list. And so I was really looking forward to it, but I think that's going to be way more fun, but you know, it's a little bittersweet.
No, you know, so 2 points on that. One, yeah, that totally stinks, right? But if you weren't streaming, who would?
Right.
Right, like it's always a thing. And to your point about you playing, is meant to bring this up a while ago. I remember when we started playing Legion together and I would just destroy you.
Yeah.
And I'd feel so bad because you wanted to do a podcast, you're so gung-ho, and now I can't even get half points on your stuff. So I want to say good job like improving yourself, because you know, I haven't put as much time into Legion as I should. But at that point, like I just can't even like come close anymore. So I've seen the growth of how well you play.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, Nick, who was on our last week's podcast, and I were talking about it, and yeah, I think a lot of it early on was I just loved the game and Star Wars. I love Star Wars so much that I wasn't, and I was like the podcast and like this, yeah. and I still hadn't found that list that like really spoke to me, that I felt really confident in, that I put enough cycles into, yeah. Until this list I've been playing now, and I love this list, and yeah. I think the practice definitely speaks to my, you know, becoming
style.
Better.
Yeah.
But I think also the list speaks to that too. And I think when you find the right list for you, that just, I don't know, it just like feels right in your core. I don't know. I just feel it. Like,
no, sure, man. Well, I mean, now there's stuff out. Right? I mean,
yeah.
How much do we play with like the same stuff over and over again? So now there's like, you could intelligent list building options.
Right.
Right. Instead of just, well, there's only stormtroopers and bikes out, so your bikes it is, I guess.
Well, yeah, and I think the podcast has given me the opportunity. I don't know, you know, you can speak to this too, but like it's given me the opportunity to learn mm-hmm. as well, because, you know, as we're trying to talk to you out there in podcast land, you know, I'm learning this stuff as I go. You know, I produce the Notorious Scoundrels podcast, so I'm always listening to them now.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm always discussing things with them, and I'm just trying to pick up as much as I can wherever I can. And you know, really the community's been a huge help, and TTS is huge, you know, like how many games I've been able to, like, I play 3 to 4 times a week now,
yeah.
You know, which with anything you want to be good at, right? You have to practice.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that's where before when we were playing like the times, the dark times, as I call them,
dark,
you
know, ages,
the dark, the Jay Shalansky dark ages of Legion. Maybe once a week,
maybe once every two
weeks,
yeah.
You know, and then you were coming off hot off of X-Wing. I had played Warhammer Fantasy, and that's really, but I hadn't played that in a long time. And so really the only competitive games I was coming off of was Magic, and that's different.
Yeah.
So, but thank you.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I didn't want to get too off topic.
No, that's
just
okay.
To say it last week.
But I'll bring it back. So Adepticon. So what's happening is, if you haven't seen it, on our YouTube channel at Adepticon, we'll be streaming, live streaming for the full 12 or 15 hours or whatever it takes. We will have cuts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Evan kind of rolled his eyes rolled back
it's
in his head a little
day,
bit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. you know, we have a bunch of crazy stuff planned to kind of mitigate that. We will be taking breaks, you know, but basically the idea is going to be is that we're going to have featured tables, hopefully two featured tables. And when we see matchups that we think are big for the community or interesting, we're going to put them on the featured tables. And so you'll be able to watch those games. It's going to be, you know, Adepticon LJ and Adepticon put out a note about it today. And it's funny because that's how I explained it to LJ is like, we want to do kind of like an ESPN style stream, kind of like how you would do golf, mm-hmm. where we go to like, you know, you go to the third hole to see how Tiger's doing,
yeah,
you know, and then you go to the 18th hole to see, you know, to see how Phil is doing,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so, you know, so that we just kind of want to get that feel, and we'll be watching the games, you know, on little screens and stuff to see if we need to cut to them or whatever. And so I'm just extremely excited about that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I know you were talking about it then. Well, I saw the official post. I'm like, oh, he got it. All right.
Yeah. It was a hard secret to keep for a while there. So that is truly, truly exciting. And so any of you who are going to be at Adepticon, if you're interested on coming and talking about Legion and being on the stream for a little bit, you know, maybe if you already have your high command invite, or if unfortunately you play in the LCQ and you don't make it into high command, you can come during high command and come talk to us, and we'll get you on, and
yeah,
we could talk some Legion and you know, do some breakdown. I'm just so excited about that. And so the Notorious Scoundrel guys, because two of them already have high command invites, they'll be joining us on during the last chance qualifier. Evan, my boy Evan here, he's going to be in the last chance qualifier, so hopefully he makes it in the high command and can't join me for high command. But
one more shot, baby.
Yeah, if he doesn't, he'll be joining me for high command. And I'm just really excited about this, and I hope for all of you that can't make it to Adepticon, tune in, because you know, we'll be talking about, you know, you'll be able to see the bracket and everything at home on tabletop.to, same as we did for Vegas.
Yeah.
But we'll also talk about it, and we'll talk about matchups, and we'll talk about how people won. Plus we'll have, you know, they are requiring lists be turned in 10 or 12 days beforehand.
Yeah, yeah,
so we'll have access to that. So we'll be able to provide you with tons of information on the spot live. And I think that's a lot of people were asking for that about LVO. And, you know, Nick Freeman from Impact X did a great job recording the top 12 table, or top 12, top six tables. And so, and they were, you know, recorded, and he released them the next week, which yeah. I thought he did a great job on. But a lot of people were asking for like live links. And so here you're getting what you asked for. So we're going to be live streaming.
Yeah, cool.
It should be really interesting. Excellent. So please, please tune into that. If you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's where we'll be live streaming. So once you're subscribed, you get the notification when we go live. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it more as it comes up. But please tune into that. And there's your opportunity to see some high level play. And
yeah, man, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. And you'll get to hear and see a lot of the community members as we're going to try to rotate them on and stuff.
Sure. So. Yeah, yeah.
So that's one piece of exciting news. The other piece of exciting news, and I'm sorry, but I just want to do a little bit of house cleaning here. So we had put up a poll a couple months ago now. A lot of people were reaching out to us asking about Patreon, asking mm-hmm. about, you know, how can you help support us? And so we came up with an idea based on the poll results. A lot of people, majority of the polling came out that they wanted a merch store.
Yep.
Okay. So ask and you shall receive. So actually right now, as you listen to this podcast, you can go to thefifthtrooper.com/shop. And we are currently taking pre-orders on all types of merch. And the reason I'm doing pre-orders is I just kind of want to get a feel for how many of each item.
Especially some of them aren't just per diem making things.
Yeah, so
a chunk of them if we want to do them.
So here we go. We are offering, and you can go look at this, but this, here's a little peek. So we're actually going to do game mats.
Yeah, that's super awesome.
I did two different designs. I did a Mud Planet quote unquote, and I did a salt crystal planet, quote unquote. But they're specifically designed for Legion. So the really neat thing is they're 6x4 mats, but then I took 6 inches on either side, which we have to line off anyways, where we put our cards and everything. And I put areas for your cards and tokens and dice on the map. So they're specifically designed for Legion. We're getting those printed and they will be available. And so right now we're taking pre-orders. So go ahead and pre-order. Let us know that you want one. And the pre-order is payment now with shipping. And if the shipping turns out, I have it up on the website, but if the shipping turns out that it's cheaper than what I'm estimating now, we'll give you a credit back. But please order it so that we know how many we need to get. So there's two mat styles. There's going to be more to come if people enjoy this. Right now we have 4 different shirt things. We have a Fifth Trooper t-shirt and hoodie, and then we have a Notorious Scoundrels t-shirt and hoodie. We have Fifth Trooper dice bags, and then we have this one's really neat. So we have these terrain decals. They're like propaganda posters.
Yeah, they look really cool.
Yeah, that you will peel off and you can put on your terrain. And there's a bunch of pictures of that on the website under the shopping cart, too. So please go check it out. And just so you know, you guys can't see, but I turned my head because I don't want to give it away. But just to kind of tease a little bit, there is a bunch more stuff in the works that we're actually going to be adding to this cart. All kinds of different accessories and stuff for your Legion gaming. So it's really exciting. Tons of opportunity for us to give you guys merch. And this is for you guys to help support us. And, you know, I know Evan and I had talked about this before, but money like this goes to, for instance, our travel to Adepticon. Yeah. I have to buy equipment to keep this going. I have to keep up on the equipment that we have. Like there's, I'm sure you guys know. And there's a lot of it costs us to have a streaming service. So this is just to help support us. But I didn't want to do Patreon and I was leaving it up to you guys. And thankfully, you guys said merch store. And that makes me feel good because I can actually put things in your hands.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're not just like supporting some podcast so that we can talk to you, but you're actually getting something hands as well.
I mean, Patreon may not be out of the order, like out of complete thing later on. But the store is definitely cool because getting stuff is cool, right? Like if you're going to give me $20, at least get a t-shirt and some dice bag out of it or something, right? You know, instead of just nothing. You know, right? Like that's the...
Yeah.
The scary one's those mats too. Like I really... The reason why we're doing pre-orders is because if only like one person says, I want one mat... Like, and we order like 10, right? Like, that's why we're doing the pre-orders and all those, to kind of get the make sure we're going to order the correct amount.
Yeah. And to make sure that people want them. So please get up there, order them, and let us know that you want them. And, you know, just so you know, we're handling everything ourselves. So if you have any questions or if you have any just thoughts about the cart or the products or questions about shipping or anything like that, fill out the contact form. It's generally me who's going to answer you back. So, you know, just connect with us and we'll give you some more information.
No, man. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So those are two big announcements. And I'm sure we're going to have more to come, but that should be enough for right now. So I think today what I kind of wanted to cover a couple of things, but I'm thinking this one thing might take up most of our time. So last week we had Nick on and we had talked to Nick about why he quit the podcast and why he had quit Legion and all this stuff. And I had published the podcast out about talking about burnout from Legion. And a lot of people, listeners out there, had commented on the boards and stuff that maybe we didn't go as in depth as we needed to about burnout and how to help and what that actually means. And so in order to kind of rectify that a little bit, we're going to do part two on burnout. And Evan and I are going to talk about our mutual gaming burnout experiences, what we think could help you not get burnt out from Legion, and then other just topics along the burnt out or getting tired or, you know, where it comes to gaming.
No, sure.
So I know, Evan, you know, and Evan, if you guys haven't figured this out already, has extensive experience in X-Wing, and that's where the world that he comes from and is still in. I don't want to make it sound like he doesn't play X-Wing. He was just up in the Toronto League. So, you know, why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, you had mentioned before the podcast a little bit about getting burnt out from X-Wing and what that feels like and maybe how you've mitigated or what's changed or...
No, sure. So, you know, I feel bad for everyone who has to hear me prattle on about X-Wing all the time, but it's just the closest thing I have to compare for a Fantasy Flight product miniature game. It's the real one. Like, no one's going to say Rune Wars, right? Like, man, my days traveling for Rune Wars to go to the four-person tournament. So, like, it's just, sorry if you hear me talk about it a lot. It's just my crutch. But no, I was at the Toronto System Open. I went this past weekend, and, you know, I went there, and I ended up going... I did a 3-2 drop, because we all, if you don't go 5-1, you don't make day two. And if you don't make day two at that point, I didn't care. I want those prizes, man, that ticket to Worlds. The second guy who kicked me out was Dion of the Gold Squadron. I ended up, unfortunately, going against him, and his list was, he flew it great. It was what mine did, but better. And so I just got iced. But that, it's when you know you're out. That drop that hits, it's a game, all those other things, but you know, you traveled up here to play. You lost. You had your hopes on winning. I don't do everything in my power not to get salty. You know, it was a good game. But at the end, I'm just like, man, I'm out. Damn. You know, you're just like looking around. You're like, oh, it's gonna be a long car ride home. You know, you start thinking about like, man, why do I do this? Why do I come? I always lose. You know, a lot of these things go through your head. And you know, you're out drinking or you hang out with your friends. Or I brought my Switch, so we drank. We played Mario Party afterwards, but still, like, it's always in my head. And there's like day two, there's no chance to get in. X-Wing gives you two chances to get a world invite, where Legion's that one per event,
right?
Sans Nova,
outside of
Nova, they only do like one day. But you know, we brought Burnout last time, and I was talking about, man, I was real sick of Imperials because I like the ATST, but it's arguably bad right now. Not great, not T70, not T70s. T-47 bad, but like putting a ATST down now feels like trouble. And so I'm like, well, you know, you heard me rant about the DLTs last week, and I'm like, DLTs is the best gun in the game, I think, and I'm going to spam it because that's what you do with the best gun in a game that's so cheap. Right. And I'm like, well, I've always liked Cavalry, but I could never afford them in other games, so I'm like, bikes. Bikes are road horses, electronic horses, right? So I was playing Vera's Bikes for a while, and nothing of the other Imperial stuff really spoke to me. And then I heard Death Troopers and Krennic were coming, and I love Krennic just as a character, and I think he's funny. And then I love Death Troopers, so I was holding out. But they announced that a long time ago, and I'd still been like holding out and holding out and holding out. And I'm like, man, I'm just sick of playing Empire, because I feel like you know, you rely on those red dice, and if they go cold, that stinks. And ATSTs just kind of get either completely ignored, or they get blown up real quick. And even if you play them, like, I play a lot of them, you play them, like, super defensively, keep them back, or you get aggressive with them. So I was getting the burnout. Like, that's why I switched to Rebels.
Do you feel like you get burnout from, because, I mean, I know we're still in the early stages of Legion, but because it seems like every couple months there's a new unit coming out, which is great, but do you feel burned out just from it being overwhelming that, okay, now there's a new unit that I need to assemble, I need to paint, I need to figure out if it's good, I need to figure out if I want to play it?
Well, sure. So there's that. So sometimes when I really want a new unit to shake up the game and it comes out, it doesn't. And I'm like, okay. The E-Webs, for example, like those, you know, we naysayed them at the beginning. And then for a while, the data didn't come in, right? Like everyone still didn't know. I'm like, oh man, these are just bad. So I bought one and I may have put it on backwards. Don't worry about it. I'll post a picture sometime. but like sometimes when units come out and they don't shake up things as much as I want them to. Other times, like I see, like I bought three sets of Pathfinders because I want to do like a super infiltrate army with Jin and, you know, just go wherever I want. But I put the boxes on my desk and I sat down and I just stared at them for like a couple minutes. I'm like, oh my God. And then so you're going through, put them together, and I'm like, I gotta paint these Redepticons. You know, you're just like, all these things go in the back of my head, and I'm like, man, then like that little voice in my head's like, yo, just play X-Wing, Evan. You just take the ship out of the box, put on the peg, and you're ready to go. But I'm like, well, I don't get as much, like, they're different games. They're different games. Like, you get more ownership over Legion, where you, over X-Wing.
Yeah.
Because you build them, you paint them. The list building is more extensive. Like, yeah. There's more options you have to take. And when you play, you have to bring a ton of stuff. You set them up. Like, it's all... It's more.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I don't... You know, I think this is somewhat similar to... Now, to be fair to everybody out there, I played 8th edition Warhammer Fantasy. So that's kind of... Okay. And before. Like, I haven't played Age of Sigmar. I was a traditional fantasy player.
Sure.
And you could... You just had to, once you had the models and everything, there was new rule sets, you know, and you would upgrade and you would get the new rules and learn the new rules. And I would get burnt out from that because it was just like, oh, for God's sakes. Like, okay. But most of, you know, there was some huge rule changes, like Age of Sigmar is a huge rules change, right? So that knocked me out of the game. I feel like right now with where Legion is, like, and back to talking about my army and, and for Legion and how I'm better at playing now than I was. I mean, honestly, though, like, if you look at my list, it's really not a lot of new stuff. It's Veers, regular stormtroopers, snowtroopers, E-webs, and snipers.
Yep.
Right?
And I agree with that. Like, the statement that, like, your list is, like, almost OG stuff.
Yeah.
Like, first couple waves. And that's what's really cool about Legion is that, like, a ship doesn't become bad because a new ship came out that does everything better in all aspects, right? Like, stormtroopers will always be stormtroopers. My burnout was like, man, like, you know, you'd see a tap weapon and you'd immediately just put it in your binder. You'd build the guy just because you wanted to and you'd put him on the shelf and be like, never see you again, HL-12. You know, there's so many units in the game that aren't being played. That's my...
Agreed.
Like, my tick. Like, yeah, the ion stuff. I mean, geez, if someone pulls a tank out and it just never gets a turn, right? That would feel bad.
Right.
So there's a saying in X-Wing that will apply the same here. If ion ever becomes amazing, the game is kind of broken in a weird sense. Now, ion doesn't do anything to infantry, which is nice in this game where you can't ion just everything and make someone's life just super miserable.
Right.
So if ion becomes a thing, like, then you just don't bring vehicles. And then the ion is bad.
It stops being a thing,
Yeah, and it stops being good.
So, and I guess where I was going with that is, I'm trying to compare this, for, like, okay, so I was playing pretty competitively Magic a few years ago. I think it was around Return to Ravnica.
Okay, yep.
Block. And the problem I had, I was doing really, really well. And I had this deck. It was a red-black aggro deck.
Mm-hmm.
Spike Jester.
Yeah.
a couple Minotaurs. Like, you know, there was some nasty stuff in there. And locally, I was getting first or second place every tournament with this deck, standard. And what happened was it rotated, and I just couldn't get myself to build. It rotated out of what I was good at, which was burn.
Yeah,
and so burn aggro was no longer a thing anymore, and so. It just, I got rotated out, and I think that added up to my burnout in Magic, where I was just like, I just don't want to build and spend time.
Like, brewing it.
Playing, right? And like, because I think there's two folds, and I think this is why burnout happens, because there's two folds to a game, right? It's knowing the game, but then also knowing yourself. Mm-hmm. And so, we all have a certain style of play, and not every miniature and Legion card in Magic or ship in X-Wing fits that style of play that you're used to or your personality, right? Yep. That's a lot in gaming. And so I think what happens with burnout is when there's a rotation or maybe some units become not playable or no longer good, you start to get burnt out because mentally it's almost like starting from the beginning where you're like, crap, everything I've learned up to this point, because I was learning it through this list and through my style of play, is now gone. And so now I need to reset and start over again. And I think I have multiple ideas here on burnout, but this is my first one is,
not sure.
I think that reset, like, I don't know. Okay. So when 2.0 came out for X-Wing, I know a lot of people were happy because it fixed a lot of problems, but was a part of you burnt out?
Oh my
God. So, was a part of you looking at 2.0 going, to hell with this.
So it's funny you say that. So I Fantasy Flight did their controversial announcement at that Gen Con.
Yeah.
Because they said they're going to talk about everything. They talked about Legion. I mean, X-Wing.
Right.
They redid the whole game, right? So I was actually so out on X-Wing. I've made my career in gaming just on X-Wing, right? I play it, play it, play it. And then near the end, I'm like, man, this is not the game I started playing. I hate it. Like, the list I play against, I'm never like, it's not fun. Even if I win, I don't feel like I won because I outsmarted you. I just had the better thing.
Right.
And then so while they're doing the announcement, I was looking at a game called Blood Red Skies by Warlord Games, and it's X-Wing sans World War II. So just World War II, and it had the same, it was like what X-Wing was at the beginning, a dogfighting game. And I was building the cart. I just happened to be watching the live stream. And they go, now for our new announcement, I was waiting for a ship or something, and I'm like, yeah, it's not the Jumpmaster, who cares? And then they go, X-Wing 2.0, throw out all your old stuff. We got a new game. It's going to be great. And I'm like, GD, man. So I'm like, you know, I empty my car and I'm like, all right, what, sell me on this. And they started going over all the things. Like, it's going to be about dogfighting and maneuvering and good game again. And I'm like, no. So like, I wanted the out. Honestly, like deep down, I wanted the out. I wanted the excuse to say I stopped playing X-Wing because they released a new ship and it was dumb and crazy, but they redid it to a way I liked it.
Yeah.
And so I got back in, and do I regret not getting out? No way. I love the game again.
Yeah.
It's fun, but like from Toronto, for example, like, man, I travel all over for X-Wing. I go all over the Eastern Seaboard. So not only do I travel a lot, I lose a lot.
Yeah.
And everything's not winning. And most of this is I get to go and hang out with my friends. Like I see my other podcast friends and things like that. And I know I'm shooting over a lot of topics here, but this is kind of
my
stream of thought on it. So I see a lot of my friends again when I go to these events. The same people start showing up to the same events. You always see the same thing for Legions, a couple recurring faces.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So that keeps me going. But like, you know, a lot of times I sit down and I see another event and I'm like, oh, where am I going to go? You know, like you start getting down on yourself a little bit.
Yeah, and I think on a... So that's more of that's a larger macro level. Like, I think on a micro level too, I think people struggle. So burnout also can happen, and to go along with travel and going to these different shows. So for like guys like Evan and I who are trying to be more competitive in these games, like for Legion, I mean, for God's sakes, I flew out to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And I was going to Chicago to play before we got the stream thing. So I think, though, if we take a little more of a micro approach to it, like, okay, so you bought in, you and a couple friends bought into Legion or whatever, what have you, and you're playing at home, and then let's say that friend doesn't want to play anymore. Okay, like they move on to something else, or they don't have time. They got to go hang out with their family or something. Well, now you got all this stuff. So you're like, okay, well, I really want to play. How can I do this? So now I got to travel to a store, okay? So you're like, okay, you go to the store during the week sometime, like on a Tuesday night. And you're like, hey, man, when do people come in to play Legion? And you get one or two answers from store owners. You get, I don't know, they just kind of, you know, we have an open play night on this night. You can come show up. Or it's like, oh, yeah, they just kind of filter in and out.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, I'll come to the open play night. Maybe you're the lucky one, and like we are, and on an open play night, you can get a Legion game in or two.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not a lucky one and no one shows up and you're like, all right, I'll try next week. And so then this becomes 2 months, 3 months down the road. You've traveled now. You drove to your local store. Maybe it's far. Maybe it's not that far. But still the effort, the time that you had to put into it, and just no one's playing and you're not getting into it. Or if they are playing, you know, it's the one guy that you hate playing because he's personality-wise, you don't agree with him. And so now, you know, now you're getting burnt out because it's like travel community issue, you know?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, that's a lot. So like when X-Wing, before I teamed up with a couple guys, we started doing Radical Squad. It was just two of us showing up arena. Now we get 10 or 11.
Yeah, there's guys. A lot of X-Wing players now.
They show up, they come and play, and they hang out. And it's, we don't always play X-Wing. We have a Legion. You know, that's when I met you, Jay. I think that's where I first met you. It was at Comic Zone. And, you know, we got a new Armada guy. Like, it's God bless his heart for bringing an Armada and sitting down and be like, oh man, I hope I find someone to play. And I'm like, so we kind of like, yo, dude, I'm sorry. Like,
tell him?
Yeah, right. Like, so I brought my stuff and I played a couple games with a super nice guy, and he's looking to get into Legion now. And I'm like, look, I'll always have my Armada stuff, but if you get into Legion, I can guarantee at least like people, right? You know, like I can, besides just me and one other guy. But no, you talk to, I talked to Travis Millennium from Millennium Games, and he's like, you know, people buy Legion. We saw a lot of Legion. No one plays it here. And so that's another problem is, like you were saying, like you're just trying to go and get people to play. And this is like the early stages of X-Wing where everyone was like kitchen players, right? And the stores didn't get the motivation. But then, like you and I, you try to drive the community, but then you get burned out trying to, you're like begging people, like, please just come play Legion.
Yeah,
you
know?
Just come to a store and just play some Legion.
Yeah, and that's a great, man, you're touching on all my points too. Like, this is great. Yeah, that's the other problem. Like, okay, like not to put down certain stores or anything, but oh, all right. So you go to play and then you show up and A, the store's not even ready for the event. B, you have to set up your own terrain. So they're not even doing any setup for you. Like, it's this additional workload / job that's required on players that I think contributes to burnout as well, where it's like, and, you know, listen, stores, let's all be realistic. Stores are just concerned about selling product, okay? They don't care if people come play at the store. That's not where they make their money. They make their money from selling the product. The playing at the stores is to hopefully get people to buy product, right? But they don't actually care about that. There's no money in supporting that. It's just give them some tables, make some terrain available, and bingo, bango, you'll get players, right? And so I think a lot of burnout for people that, let's say you have a community like we do and you're going to stores and it's just like the stores put in minimal effort, which they should. Listen, there's no money in it for them. That's a lot. They have to pay someone to do that.
Yeah.
And so that you get burnt out from that because now, you know, I mean, I'm on a bunch of text chains and Facebook groups about Legion. Yeah. And I see this all the time where it's like, well, I don't want to go to that store anymore because they don't seem to really care about us. Like, we got to go and do all the work and like set up all the terrain and get all the tables ready. Like, half the time we show up to certain stores, like, it's like they didn't even know there was an event going on.
And yeah,
they're the ones that published it. And it's like that contributes to burnout as well because you're just like, I care so much about something that it doesn't seem like these other people care about. And so, why am I putting in all this effort for something that just seems.
You're unpaid.
Benign.
Right? Like, it's not even about the money, but it's even about, like man, I got stuff to do. Like, I hate saying it like that, but, like, I could be training for work. I could be getting toward an IT cert if I really was ambitious. I'd rather play games.
Yeah.
So that's my excuse for that. But, like, you know, when I have to build a community, so you gotta use your allotted time to get people to play, do a lot of training games. You're teaching everyone how to play this game. You're not getting... You don't get support from anybody. You're doing it because you want a community. You want people to play with.
Yeah.
Like, that's the curse, right? And you get a store who's, you know, they might be happy to see you there and they're super friendly, but like you're using all your own product to teach. You're the one talking to everybody. You're the one promoting the Facebook events. You're the one doing everything. And so when these stores just get to reap they get to reap your work. So you go in, you get everything done. You get, let's say you get 12 people to show up to an event. That's $10 or $15 a head. And they buy the kit and they split the kit, right? So they've profited a lot off your work.
Right.
And again, I'm not saying like we should unite pitchforks and torches and burn stores down. By no means do I mean that. I like most of our local stores. But the thing is, like, you put in a lot of time and effort and you, like, besides, like, I don't know, you don't always feel like you're getting what you put in out of it for me.
I would. Yeah. I mean, I think. This kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week with Fantasy Flight, and I got on my podium and soapbox and was talking about they're a friggin' company, man. Like,
oh, sure are.
Same with comic stores, right? Yeah. Like, or game stores, I call them comic stores are kind of the way of the past now, but like game stores, they're a business and they're just trying to make money, and I don't think they have enough foresight to see that building a community would generate them more income versus some do, you know, don't get me wrong. Some do, we're in a low area for this, but like, you know, we have one or two good stores, within a 2-hour driving distance, but like, that's it. Like, we literally have dudes from Pennsylvania driving up because that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Like we're a good 2.5 hours from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Right. Like, and I get certain stores catering to certain groups that do more for them. So we have one store that does magic.
Yeah.
They do card games and magic, and they have a miniature table and some terrain, and they don't mind if you're there. They won't kick you out. They'll let you do pretty much whatever you want. You could throw, you know, rocks at each other. And like, well, as long as they're over there in the manger area, they're fine. But they don't, like, their effort of, like, promoting anything for the game doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's not their thing.
Right.
And we've got our other store, the one I generally prefer to go to, but it's Games Workshop.
Right.
Like, and that's, again, dude, the guy knows it. He gets a huge player base. Like, Thursday nights are sold. You can't get a table in there for this game, right? Like, it's nuts. And we're lucky if we get like 4 people.
Yeah.
So on an effort point, like, dude, I get it. Like, if you said you had this, like, the Game of Thrones, the Stone Brother Game of Thrones miniatures game, and like, we want our own night, we're gonna bring, yeah, and like 2 people show up,
yeah,
and play every night, I'd be like, okay, like, I could put another night here for another game that actually gets a draw.
Yeah,
I get it.
I,
like,
do.
Don't make me sound like I'm no. some grateful guy.
But like, I think part of the problem too is when you're not, when people like us, like, we have one night that we're there playing Legion, you know, and to have Legion out on the table. And so, you know, those people that are buying up all those boxes and stuff and all the miniatures and everything for Legion, they're not coming that night.
Yeah,
they're coming like Saturday during the day, or they're coming like Tuesday after work, you know? And so it's hard to convert those kitchen warriors into, you know, come out and play. And I think too, I would guess, and we talked about this a little bit last week, that a majority of people who buy Star Wars Legion aren't people who are going to travel to the store to play, because they just want to play at home. It's just something for them to do at home.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I think they can get burned out too, because there's no connection to community there. And so, like I was talking about earlier, where let's say I've, like, let's use Nick for example, right? Like, Nick and I got into it together. We have a deal where, like, he's bought a lot of games. So I was like, listen, I got this one. Like, I love this game. I already know that I love this game. So I'm all in on this. So you just use my stuff. But let's say we had split that core box, and then all of a sudden Nick's like, yeah, you know, I'm good. Like, he did. And now I'm out, an opponent, a player, a friend who's playing the game. And then also I'm out all those miniatures as well. Like, if I wanted to switch over to Rebels, I could see the burnout on that as well, you know? And it's tough to, I mean, listen, in life, it's tough to commit to anything, right?
Sure is.
You know, let alone plastic toys.
Yeah.
And so I can see all angles of burnout. So I guess the question is now, well, we've presented the problem, Evan.
Gotcha.
Now it's up to us as podcasters of this fine land to solve it. So what are some answers here?
Let's
be upbeat and positive, buddy. Come on, let's turn this around.
It's tough. So, like, you know, I was talking about some burnout, and then because I went to Toronto and I did like 500 in baseball terms, right? Like, I did 50-50. If I played that last one, maybe would have made top 30 if I didn't really feel like martinis were calling my name. Also, there's some good bars in Toronto if you ever go up there.
Go on.
But you know, today I was like, man, I was stretching my back. I'm like, can't wait to take a break from X-Wing, because the next thing's like, I won't be able to play at Adepticon. So the next thing's like Nova, besides some other like regionals that might come up. And then they showed the regional prizes today.
Yeah.
And my God, top 16 get dice, and they are good looking dice and range rulers and full art cards and plaques. And I'm like, no, you know, I was just like, because now it's hyperspace, and hyperspace is it's where the real competitive format is on X-Wing right now, because it's like that limited pool of ships. And I'm like, well, here, I got 8 lists I got to practice. So, but that drove me to want to play again, because I was ready to just like push it aside. But that fired me up again. So I think my drive is like, man, I love those prizes. I don't care what, I know the piece of plastic that really, if you have a normal Legion card, your card is just as good as my Full Art Veers card. But man, do I love that Full Art Veers card. So things that fire me up are like when they start showing the prizes of like the things you can win. Because it's cool just to get like, even the participation prizes in Legion are cool.
Yeah.
Like those Full Art cards, those are awesome. Like the Full Art, the command cards.
Semi-gloss, yeah.
Yeah, oh, the spot gloss.
Spot gloss, so
if you win, you get a spot gloss. But, you know, looking at things that are up, like Fantasy Flight, to their credit, do some really good jobs on some prizes for these games. And the first round of Legion ones were like, all right, You get like one suppression token.
Yeah,
like,
they're okay. Yeah, they're getting right. a little bit better, but yeah.
The cards do it for me. Like yeah. To see like that Full Art Vader from like the Maximum Firepower, that's awesome.
Right.
And it's official and it's cool and it's great. Prizes get me pumped because that's what... Because if I see a round of lousy prizes, I'm like, I don't care. Like, right? Like it just puts that like, man, I'm doing it. But honestly, just changing it up. Like, so when I started Legion, I said I was only going to buy one side of the army because I'm like, I've buy... everything of all the things I play because I always want options. I'm not going to do it this time. But then I got into it and I'm like, man, I really want to run like six snowtroopers just to see if it's good. And this was before I got into TTS, but man, I owned like two and I'm not buying. That's, yeah. you know, like that's $100 more.
Yeah.
And that's honestly not a lot for a miniatures game, but a lot for a guy who doesn't even know if he wants it. Right.
Right.
You know, I've been slowly, my game plan was I slowly buy Rebels. And now I've got like a full Rebel army that I can play. And man, I'm having fun again. I just put Han Solo and Chewie out. And my buddy is painting my Han Solo up to look like some weeaboo anime character I love. So I'm all in for that. But no, it's cool. Like it's just Han Solo's cool. And like the whole new play style. And like with white dice, I don't care. Like I right. expect not to save anything. Like I don't roll white dice and go, I didn't get 6 blocks. I roll one. I'm like, yeah. Out of like eight, I'm like, hey. Out of eight guys, one survived. He's the real hero. You know, like, whereas Empire, anytime I take any damage, I'm like, why? Why? Yeah. It was 50-50. Playing a new side, trying it out. Like, if your buddy's got an army, if you both split a box, just switch. That's yeah. my thing, is just try switching.
Yeah, okay. So for me, it seems... Okay, so I've been to two big events, PAX and LVO now. Yeah. PAX, I wouldn't even call a big event, but it was a bigger
right.
con.
Biggest
right?
we've been, most Legion players we've seen in one room in a while.
Yeah, yeah. And so I, you know, I feel like every time I start to get burnt out, like I'll go play a local tournament or I'll go to one of these big events and meet like-minded individuals and I start to get inspired again to play. And
yeah.
you know, like the community, especially in Legion, like I know, you know, the Magic community is a little toxic. I don't know about anymore. I've been out for a long time, but you know, when I was in it, the Magic community was a little toxic.
Sure.
And even at the pro level, right, like they had yeah. that dude that was cheating. And so, you know, and I know there's other cheating schemes that go on yeah. with the Magic Pro Tour and stuff. So, you know, the community is really, really good for Legion. And so what I would say is, okay, let's say you can't travel, or let's say you're in an area that you don't really have a strong community.
Yeah.
Well, we have multiple Facebook pages. We have Discord. We have all this online community now. Like if you want to get more games and you can play TTS, you literally just, there's a channel on the Discord, the Legion Discord, that's, you know, to get a game. You just go yeah. in there and you just write, hey, I want to play a game at this time. And somebody says, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
So I would say connecting with the community is a great way to alleviate some burnout.
No, sure. Because you just get new people. Like, you know, when I first started playing X-Wing, I played my one friend over and over and over and over again. And we played and played and played. I could never beat him. And then I'm like, I don't know if I like this game. Because again, winning is not everything, but you want to win once. Like, yeah. you know, like just once out of 10 is okay. But then when I started traveling for X-Wing, and that's when my whole world opened up for just like how much more I liked it. People I meet, see the same guys, you have inside jokes. It's all like,
yeah.
again, the Facebook groups, you know, you become like, you know, you become anchors for each other. You're yeah. like, I don't know. Oh, crap, it's Duncan. You know, like you do all that. Like, so that's, Legion's still so new and you could do that, right? Like there's a few big people in Legion right now, like
yep.
big names you see. I'm not talking like celebrities here, but like people who would just are there a lot. And man, like you could be one of those people, mm-hmm. right? By just going and like, but that doesn't, it's not the fame you're looking for. It's just getting to network with people, like being
yeah,
able to go out
yeah,
after
I,
the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So to walk that back, what Evan's trying to say isn't, to be go be Legion famous is to be part of the community.
Correct. Yeah, that came
just
out
a
wrong,
recognizable
that's
part
I mean,
of the
yeah.
community.
And just like you know, you'd be there a lot. Again, even if you can't travel, just go to your local stuff. Like, yeah. oh, that's even if you're just known as the Legion guy,
right?
Like, then someone's like, hey, you know, I was thinking about playing. Could you teach me a game? And man, Legion's a lot of fun. We just do a 3x3, like 400 port army. Just to, if that's how you get to play, that's how you get to play.
Yeah. Okay, so then the other burnout that happens a lot is the hobby side, right? And so my recommendation for that is whenever I get burnt out on putting together my miniatures, I'll do a couple different things. One is I'll switch over to building terrain. So like I'll come up with an idea. I'm just looking at my terrain wall here. I'm 50-50 between pre-made stuff and then stuff I've made myself. You know, pre-made stuff that I didn't have to paint, stuff that was already made that I painted, and then stuff that's all custom stuff that I built. And so I find like, I'll get really inspired. Like when I did my Endor trees there, all of a sudden I was like, oh yeah. And then I painted a set of my stormtroopers as, you know, forest stormtroopers. Yeah. And so that's kind of how I get change up. Now I'm an artist at heart. That's kind of what I do, you know, professionally too. So like, for me, I love the art aspect and the hobby aspect, but I do get burnt out from the miniatures. One thing, like, this hasn't been as bad because, I mean, you know, our unit's like 5.
Yeah.
But like when I was playing Warhammer Fantasy, I played goblins and orcs.
Yeah.
Geez. Where it's like just a million miniatures, right? Yeah. There's 30 goblins, night goblins that I have to paint. Now, those are the easy ones because they're night goblins and they got the hoods and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that can get real daunting real fast. And some of what I used to do back then is I would just put them together. I'd just be like, you know what? Today, I'm not worrying about paint. I'm just going to put them together because I just need to get them together so that I can play at least.
Yeah. I know Jin, speaking of that, was harder to put together than... so like Boba Fett was tough. Again, like, I'm a real amateur modeler. So before everyone's before we get into like...
I was going to say, for those, for our amateur 40K and fantasy players out there, Evan isn't into that as much as we are. So, he was super happy about the stormtroopers with just the arms that had to be put on. So,
oh man, that was
Jin,
like,
is complex.
You know, well, like Jin's arms, like my glue wasn't holding. Like my glue is good. I use for building a lot, but like, man, things were sticking. And I'm like, well, where do I put the tassels on her? You know, it was just like nothing was fitting right. And then even the Pathfinders, they're a little more finicky than some of the other stuff. And so I was just like, I just looked at the other two boxes. I'm like, gosh darn, why did I buy? You know, it's like, so I got them together, and then I cannot. Okay, preference. I do not paint much, so my painting skill is bad.
Yeah.
Period. Next sentence. I can't paint. So I know it's because I just haven't put the time in to keep doing it, but it never comes out the way I like it. So I work a thing out with one of my friends. If I ever want units painted, I'll like buy him some games or do something so he can paint my guys. But on that token, man, I hate the color rules, like 3 color rules. I know it's a 40K miniature thing where they, it's right, because Adepticon, they have to be, you know, painted ready.
Yeah.
And I looked at all my guys. I'm like, yo, what's the least activation army I can bring just so they're like done and I don't have to do it.
Well, and to that point too, I would say, you know, I think we're always concerned about perfection, especially when we see, I'm actually 100% sure I talked about this on another podcast, but I think burnout comes from trying to be perfect when you're painting your miniatures and trying to like do them exactly how you think people want to see them or how you personally want to see them. And I think part of avoiding burnout from a hobby aspect too is you got to let that go a little bit, man.
Yeah, it's tough. You go online, like even the Legion Facebook, you see all the great stuff people do. Like, dude, it's all amazing. And I looked at Biston and I'm like, I'm going to destroy you. You know, like not in a good way. I'm like, I'm going to ruin you.
Yep.
And luckily I have 3 more because you only ever play one. So I'm like, I got some backups, but I really just care, like, to me, if I'll usually have my buddy Bradford, he did my Cobra Commander Darth Vader, and I've got a Jotaro Han Solo coming, my actual leader is what I really care about. All the other guys I can, like my Cobra Commander, my Cobra Stormtroopers, Cobra Soldiers, they looked okay. So, preference, did not know what I was buying. Went to Hobby Lobby, bought testers paint, period. Ruined some miniatures and some brushes. And I'm like, why is everyone buying Citadel paint? That stuff's expensive. This is $1.30. So I bought it all. And I'm like, you know, painting it. And I'm like, oh, it's not coming off my brush. Oh, it's not coming off my hands. And like, the paint's not. And then so in my infinite wisdom, I'm like, yeah, everyone's talking about shade. I should do some shading. So I bought Army Painter the Quick Dip Shade. Funny thing about Tester's Paint and Army Builder Quick Dip, it kind of like strips it.
Yeah.
So I was out at night. I got them all done, and I was getting close to Nova at the time. And I'm like, I want at least my troopers painted. And I'm like, well, this is great. So I'm outside at night, like dipping them, then whipping them around to get all the extra paint off, like it tells you to do. And I put them in my room. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. I woke up. They look like they were like, it was not good. It was not good. And everyone like, so many times like, yo, man, my guy came out real bad. And I'm like, I can see his eyes. What are you talking about? You know, like, this guy had pupils. And I bring out my guys. And I just like dump them out of my bucket. And I'm like, I don't care. Look at these. Like, if you think you're a bad day, like, if anything, I have pride. And when anyone says something I did doesn't look good, I'm like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me be your confidence booster. Here's what I spent a week doing. Look at that.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I think you just gotta, take it easy, I think. Because I think the burnout just comes, and I think this is not just the hobby, the game, everything. It's just becoming a perfectionist with everything. That's where I think a lot of people get burnt out. Like, I need to be the best at the game. I need to know every single rule. I need to be the best at painting. Quite frankly, the answer is no, you don't. You can just be you and just take it easy and just enjoy it. Enjoy the hobby.
No,
enjoy
the game. Because I don't let it ruin my day if I lose. Right? Like, I don't take it that much. If I lose, I'm like, if it's a casual game, I really don't care. Like, I super don't care. If it's a competitive game, like when I lose at an open or something, like, I get bummed out and like, I'll go eat ice cream. Like, you know, like, there's a picture of me floating around in one of the groups with an ice cream thing on my cot, like, just passed out because I ate myself into sleep. But, like, you know, like, I don't, like, you can't let it ruin your trip or your night, right? Like, you just get there, you get done, you lose, and you're just like, man, this sucks. What could I have done better? Always ask what you could have done better to yourself, if nothing else. Like, think about, like, why you lost, because usually not just dice, right? There's things that happen.
Oh, always, yeah.
So, and then you're like, well, next time.
Right.
You know, right? Like, it's a little prize, like, all stuff. I get the prizes. Maybe it's the invites I want to go to the world and stuff, because I want to play. Like, I want to play with those good players. So I get bummed out, but then, like, you know, after I had two martinis, I was feeling okay. And I stopped caring about it. Well, that's kind of the thing about going out with these events, too. You find this, what I was meant to say back there was, when you become recognizable in the community of just somebody who goes a lot, you get to go out and hang out with your friends, man. Like, you make some friends and you get to go out and hang out. Like, that's the biggest thing to me.
Yeah, I think that's a great point to kind of wrap up on here is, I think the burnout subsides when you have a lot of friends that are feeling the same.
Yeah.
And can relate. I think everything's better in life when you have people that can relate to what you're going through in that moment. And so, making friends in the community and listening to people like us, you know, talk about our aspects of burnout and where we really start frying, I think can help alleviate some of that burnout. And, you know, because after the last cast, I was really thinking about it because we were talking about burnout, and I'm like, I haven't really gotten burnt out on Legion. And I literally talk about Legion all day, every day almost. And I think the reason I'm not burnt out is because of that, because I found a bunch of really great friends outside of my own circle of friends locally, but, you know, all over the world that I can talk to, and we all kind of have similar experiences, and we can kind of, you know, conversate, and we can complain, and we can,
yeah, man,
you know,
just good to vent about, yeah, like, it just in a healthy way, you know, just like, you can, you know, with your friends, when you're like driving a car back, man, I would have had if I just rolled that hit. I just need one hit and that die roll. I couldn't get a hit. Like, and as a friend, you're like, yeah, man, that sucks, dude. Like, but that's part of like the adventure of the game, right? That's part of meeting new people. That's part of playing the game. And if nothing else, you know, Alex, Dave, and those guys brought a game that we get to play together. And it's just a good time, man.
Yeah.
Like, beats, you know, other things you've been spending your money on, I suppose.
So anyways, wrapping up, I hope that we answered your questions, and I hope that we talked about burnout enough to appease all you people that we didn't appease last week.
If not, we'll talk about it again.
If this wasn't enough, I don't know what else is. So, but all right, everybody, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Everyone, stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.